We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp. And joining us is Bills quarterbacks coach Todd Downing. They call him Coach TD, which is, I think, extremely appropriate for your position.
Let's hope we get a couple of those this year.
Tell me how this has gone for you, that your first year settling in with this team in a position, coach, that was not exist really last year.
It's been fantastic. You know, the fun part for me is that being the new guy on staff, I'm kind of getting acclimated to everybody and starting with a clean slate. So it's fun to just join this offense in a growth phase and, you know, see this thing build.
Had you worked with Nathaniel Hackett before, or had you had much contact with Nathaniel before this year with the Bills?
No, as a matter of fact, we didn't know each other. My first experience with him was at the Senior Bowl in my interview, and it's been a great relationship. We kind of hit it off right off the bat, have good chemistry, very similar personalities, so it's been a good relationship thus far.
I should know the answer to this question. Who's older, you or him?
He's got me by a couple months.
That's all. Yeah. What's it like to work for such a young, kind of innovative guy like Nathaniel?
Well, you know, we refer to ourselves as having a lot of dog years. He and I both have put in a lot of work, a lot of grunt hours, you know, as interns and quality control coaches and things like that. So age is just a number to us. You know, it's more of a passion for the game and lifestyle for the game that we recognize. And so it's, although he's young and energetic, so am I, and it makes for a good pairing.
Coach, I have a friend, Alex Van Pelt, who's coaching quarterbacks up in Green Bay now, who worked here and worked with Nathaniel here. And this goes back now almost 10 years. Alex would say Nathaniel Hackett's going to be a superstar coach in this league. He really said that 10 years ago. What do you think?
I think he's absolutely right. I think he's on his way to being it right now. You know, it's a very innovative offense that we run. We have an opportunity to do a lot of great things with the pieces that we have. And I think, you know, if we all do our jobs and stay focused on the little details, this can be an offense that's one to be reckoned with.
What is it about this offense that make you describe it as innovative?
You know, I think just the up-tempo style, the flexibility. You know, there are a lot of different teams that try to run no huddle, but we can do it in and out of different personnel groupings, a lot of different formations. So we keep defenses guessing, and we keep the pressure on them with a good pace.
Is tempo, I mean, I don't know if you can quantify it, but how important is tempo and pace to the success of this Buffalo offense?
It's very important, you know, and I think the more comfortable we get with it, the faster and faster you'll see us go. I think we've already kind of sped it up from the offseason to now, and the beauty of it is that we can go fast without thinking fast or overthinking things, if you will. We always tell the quarterbacks we got to be physically fast and mentally loose, you know, so we got to be ready to go.
When you want to operate at a up-tempo, at a fast tempo like that, do you necessarily have to kind of pare down the number of plays you can run?
I don't know that it's so much limiting yourself. I think it's more of running what we're efficient at and what everybody's comfortable with. It's not so much that you have to shut down the volume from a mental standpoint. It's just you tend to gravitate towards what you have success with, you know.
Bills quarterback coach Todd Downing is our guest. We're here at camp for just about a week or so of practices so far. Tell me what you've seen of the offense, and in particular the quarterback play.
You know, I think it's just growth every day. We've gotten better at something every day. And EJ in particular, you know, is starting to limit those repeated mistakes or you know, kind of missed assignments. And he's growing in different phases and all the different situations that we've run. We've run everything from normal down and distance to third down to red zone to short yardage to goal line to 4 minute. You know, we've been kind of touching all those different parts of the game, and he's learned a lesson in each one of those phases and bounced back strong with some good performances.
EJ takes a lot of snaps. If I were to guess, I'd put the number at, what, maybe 60% of the snaps that he's taken for your offense? Is that too high?
Yeah, it's a pretty good guess. Yeah, we do that by design. You know, yeah. EJ's a young quarterback. He needs a lot of reps to get comfortable with all his assignments and different reads and elements of the game that he needs to work on. And you know, so it's good to get him as many reps as we can. Obviously, you know, we got a good battle going on at the two spot, and so you got to give them an opportunity to show what they can do as well. But the primary focus is getting EJ ready to roll.
As far as EJ Manuel is concerned, what was your focus coming into camp? What were you hoping to get out of EJ? What were you hoping to see from EJ during this almost 5 week training camp?
Well, whether it's EJ or any of our quarterbacks, you know, our overall goal is consistency. We want to be everydayers and, you know, show up for work every day with the same kind of focus and intensity and attention to detail. And, you know, I think that what EJ's showing is that he can bring that every day, that attention to detail, and he's gotten better at the little things that can turn into big things. You know, his footwork's improving, his timing's improving, so on and so forth. And so as we build that, I think that's where you'll see EJ start to just take off and the sky's the limit.
Going back through the spring, when you first got your hands on EJ, when they came in, I think it was third week of April or so, how much time do you spend on the fundamental stuff like footwork, and how exactly would you work on that?
Well, that's got to be something you work on every practice and even every day. That's something, as EJ was leaving for the summer, you know, he expressed to me was that he was going to be doing all those footwork drills on his own. He wanted to know exactly how to do them so he could work on them over the summer and when I wasn't there. And, you know, I think that you build confidence in what you're doing physically through repetition and muscle memory. And the only way to do that is to get as many reps as you can.
And for those of us who don't know, how does the footwork affect accuracy? I mean, what's important about footwork? What makes it so important?
Well, it keeps you on time, number one. You know, your feet won't lie to you on timing. And as far as accuracy is concerned, EJ is a very long lever guy. You know, he's 6'5", and so if he has kind of some missteps with his long legs, it can cause overstriding or short striding. So he understands that playing small and keeping everything within the power core of his body enables him to pull a quick trigger and keep everything from getting a little bit too long. It's just like a golfer with a real exaggerated backswing. If he gets too far outside the framework of his body, that swing's going to take a lot to correct on the way down, you know. So working that stuff with EJ and the footwork keeps him in balance and everything works from the ground up.
Are there any other fundamental things that you kind of concentrate on when it comes to EJ? Anything you really harp on when you talk to him about fundamentals?
Well, you know, I think it's just finishing every play. It could be fundamentals of following through on a throw or keeping himself off schedule, you know, not having any artificial end to a play, and just kind of knowing in his head that he's got to have a completion in his process to every play, not necessarily a completion to a receiver, but he's got to complete his process every single down.
And not maybe this isn't just about EJ, but what have you found about quarterbacks on that concept, not completing his process? What happens when they don't?
I think that's where you see some of the inaccuracies, you know, whether it be ball placement issue or getting stuck on a read too long or whatever the case may be. If he isn't taking himself through that mental process and finishing that on each snap, then you're going to have some inconsistent play.
You mentioned the reads. How is EJ doing with that in terms of getting through his progressions and being decisive, knowing where he wants to go with the ball?
He's doing a nice job. You know, we're seeing a lot of different looks from our defense. EJ's, you know, seeing some things that he hasn't seen before. Game-wise, he's still a rookie. I mean, he only played 10 games last year. So, you know, he's still learning what an NFL defense looks like. So it's a great opportunity for him to be able to kind of work his way through all those reads and develop himself mentally and visually.
When you see a young guy with the tools that EJ has and the approach that he has, it must be kind of exciting to get to work with it. A kid who's so, you know, determined to be good and a kid who has so many physical skills, you know, raw talent ready to go.
Without question, you know, and you just touched on it right there. He's a very hungry kid. You know, he wants to be great, and that's half the battle. A lot of times you run into guys that think they know it all or that their way is the right way, and EJ is just a sponge. He wants all the information you can give him. Any drill we can do to get him better footwork-wise, he's all for it. So it's exciting to work with a guy that wants to be great and will do anything you ask him to do to get there.
We're talking with Todd Downing, Bills quarterback coach, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. On the other quarterbacks, it struck me, I think the first night we were here, the first Friday night of training camp, before even practice, when Thad Lewis walked out here just to take a look at the field, and I had to remind myself, Thad wasn't even here last year. I mean, he came in, you know, right before the season. This is all kind of – it's his second year of the team, but really the first offseason he's had to get ready to play.
Well, he was with me at this time
That's
last
right.
year in Detroit. So it was familiar to me to walk out to training camp with Thad walking next to me.
Yeah.
But, no, Thad's doing a great job. You know, he's another kid that works very, very hard at his craft, and I think what you're seeing here now is that – even though there were some ups and downs in the offseason for him, learning the system and really diving into the volume of the playbook and knowing the ins and outs of it, it's starting to pay dividends now. And he's starting to play like the Thad we all know can play.
You didn't have Jeff Toole last year. We saw him here last summer at training camp. He looks like a much bigger, almost more mature man than he was a year ago at this camp.
Yeah, a year will do a body good. You know, he's worked very hard in the weight room and in his conditioning. And I think you see, you know, Jeff having some more comfort with his assignments within the system as well. And it's tough when you come in and, you know, you're a undrafted rookie free agent, you know, third on the depth chart and running the scout team and things like that. It's tough to develop in an offense until you have an off season to kind of learn everything. And I think he's shown that he's dedicated to putting up a good fight for that two spot.
Todd, you worked with Matthew Stafford for a couple of years in Detroit, and not that there are physical similarities between him and EJ, but are there any things that you learned from working with Stafford that you can apply to EJ Manuel and the entire quarterback core here in Buffalo?
Yeah, well, first off, their approach is very similar. You know, they're both very competitive guys. They want to be great, as I've said a couple times. Their focus and attention to detail is impressive to me, both of those guys. And just the desire to win. I mean, they're both very unselfish players that want to do anything they can to help their offense get into a position to score enough points to win.
I asked you this question off air before we came on the air about just being away at camp, your first experience. You didn't do that with the Lions. What does that mean to a team, and especially a quarterback group, when you're off-site in meeting rooms? You guys are basically living with each other for about a five-week period.
Yeah, well, first of all, hats off to St. John Fisher, because this is a great setup. I mean, this is the neatest camp I've ever been a part of. I've had destination training camps before in Minnesota and St. Louis. For the last 5 years, we did it right at our facility. This provides us an unbelievable opportunity to come together as a team. We're kind of away from all the distractions of home, and we have an opportunity to just grow together, build that chemistry, and focus on football.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Todd Downing, Bills quarterback coach, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp on Buffalo Bills Radio.